Boom, we live. Welcome to the Amateur Opinions Fantasy Show. It's your host, Easy. I'll be taking you guys through our picks for the week, or my picks for the week. Deuce won't be joining us. He's out in Dubai having a good time out and about in the town. So I'll be keeping you guys company this Friday. Big news coming out that the Villa-Newcastle game has been postponed. So the game week was supposed to start today. It's actually going to be starting tomorrow, and that's actually going to influence a lot of the picks that I did have, and I think that a lot of people had. Jack Grealish, I think, being the standout that I think a lot of people would have had. So we're going to discuss all of that. We're going to get into our picks, and at the end, hopefully, we can decide on a captain. So, yeah, let's get into it. I'm going to start with defenders. So with defenders, there's two fixtures that are standing out. First one being Spurs. So Spurs are a big one. They're playing Arsenal. Arsenal are not looking good going forward. Their form is not great. Coming off not the greatest result last week. Going down 2-1 to Wolves. Spurs, by contrast, really looking good. If I'm not mistaken, Spurs have kept about 3 clean sheets in their last 4 games. And I will just double check to confirm that with you guys. But yeah, that is the case. So in the last 3 or 4 game weeks, they've had 3 clean sheets. If you look at the last 5 game weeks, they've had 4 clean sheets. So I think Mourinho, and bear in mind, one of them includes a game against Manchester City. So I really like what Mourinho has going on with his team at the back. The defender that I think most people would be looking at is Sergio Reguilon. He comes in at 5.6. He started playing around game week 6. And so he's been playing for about 4 game weeks. Actually, five game weeks. And there's only one game week where he hasn't brought a return. So he's had 4 clean sheets and he's got 1 assist in one of those games. So great option. Definitely think that he's someone that you guys should look to bring in. Let me just double check his stats here. So yeah, it's actually game week 7. I was wrong, game week 7. So he started playing around game week 7. So he's played about 4 or 5 games. He's played about 4 games and he's brought returns in all of them. So I was actually incorrect. He's always brought returns. He's had 3 clean sheets and he's had 1 assist. So your Reguilon is the guy that I think I would definitely bring in from Spurs. Other options are Dyer. Dyer's another good option. He's cheap. He comes in at 4.9. I don't know if he gives as much of a threat going forward, so you're not likely to get assists from him, but he'll probably give you a clean sheet. Mourinho seems to trust Dyer again. So if you're looking for value, he's at 4.9. And he could be a differential. Only 2.3% of fantasy players have him. So another good player for people to look at with Spurs. Just a disclaimer on Reguilon, he does have a knock. So it says there is a 75% chance that he'll play. That being said, it makes Dyer definitely look like a viable option. So another one is Serge Aurier. He's found himself back in the team. He played against City. He played against Chelsea. So Mourinho seems to trust him in the big games. And now with another big game being Arsenal, Serge Aurier is also another option. Also comes in at 5.2. I'm sticking with Spurs a bit because I think they really have a good opportunity to, or they're really likely to keep a clean sheet against a struggling Arsenal side, and Mourinho seems to have things ticking. They didn't play too well yesterday midweek, conceded a lot, so I think Jose will want to self-correct and get the boys back in line as far as defense is concerned. So another team that I think is good to look at this week for defenders is Chelsea. So Chelsea are at home to Leeds, and I really like Chelsea's defense more so than their attack. I think their defense just offers a lot more value and consistency right now with their current form. Chelsea, and I'm just going to double check for you guys, but if I'm not mistaken, they have kept, I think, about 3 or 4 clean sheets in the past 5 game weeks. I'm going to confirm that for you now. So in the past 5 game weeks, they've had 4 clean sheets, conceding against Sheffield, which you wouldn't expect. That was the one game where they did concede, but they kept a clean sheet against United, against Burnley, against Newcastle, against Tottenham. So Frank is really keeping it tight at the back, and they're at home to Leeds, who I also think are going to sit quite tight. Which is why, and I'll get to midfielders and forwards later, but that's why I think I just like Chelsea defenders more than I do their forwards and their midfielders for this game. If you have Chelsea attackers, keep them by all means, but I would definitely say that their defense is where it's at right now. So I'd definitely be looking to bring in a Chelsea defender. I personally have Zuma. He's done quite well for me. Chilwell's another option, but he's a lot more expensive at 6.2, which is why I don't have him. And Reece James, again, he's even cheaper. He comes in at 5.2. He's another good option. He offers, you know, a little bit of a threat with assists, but he hasn't given returns at all this season. But he's likely to start. He's been in the team consistently, only, I think, missing out on 2 games out of the 10 game weeks. So Reece James, another solid option. I do like Zuma because of his aerial threat. So that's why he's in my team at 5.5. I think he's good value. Chilwell's another one. You know, if you guys are interested in a Chelsea option, Chilwell's another option. So definitely one to look at as well. But Chelsea and Spurs, again, I think are where you should be looking at as far as defense goes. From a bit of a long-term option, I think Wolves still offer a lot of value at the back. And we've spoken about this guy for the past 3 game weeks, and that's Kilman. So Kilman comes in at 4.3. He seems to be playing. He's starting. I mean, there will be ups and downs throughout the course of the season, but at 4.3, that's usually the price of somebody sitting on your bench. With Kilman, you're getting a starter who gives you a very good chance of getting clean sheets. So I do like Kilman long term. And lastly, Liverpool. So I just want to talk about Liverpool. Liverpool have kept 1 clean sheet this season. They've kept 1 clean sheet this season, and it just makes you wonder whether their defenders are really worth it given the price. Actually, I lied. They've kept 2 clean sheets. 2 clean sheets in 10 game weeks. I personally have Robertson in my team because of the threat that he gives me going forward. I did get returns from him in the Leicester game. He brought me 12 points. So that's where a Liverpool defender can really be a good option, because they can get those assists and keep a clean sheet. Do I think you should bring one in for Liverpool at home to Wolves? No. If you have Robertson, who he's a bit of a doubt this week, 75% chance of playing, I think you can get value in the Chelsea and Spurs options, especially Chelsea. I think if there was ever a week to free up some funds and give you more money to spend in other areas, I think now would be the time to get rid of Robertson. I know a lot of people would have him after they would have sold Trent, and maybe they went for another budget option. Maybe you did a straight swap and you went for Robertson. But yeah, I think this is a good time to either keep if you feel like he'll get an assist, which is always likely. But I think the options that we went through earlier just offer a lot more value. Right, that's it with defenders. Let's go on to midfielders. So last week, if you guys remember, Glenn mentioned how he wanted to watch City and see how they do. And they didn't disappoint. They couldn't buy a goal for a couple of weeks. And then against Burnley, they just opened the floodgates completely. So the standout was definitely Kevin De Bruyne. He looked really good. So I think Kevin De Bruyne is a definite option bear in mind, and I didn't mention this, but Man City are playing Fulham. So I like Kevin De Bruyne this week. I also like Riyad Mahrez. Those two are definitely, I think, one to look at. Sterling as well is an option. Sterling is, you know, he's always a threat. And with Fulham not looking so great, definitely one to look at. As far as Mahrez goes, he comes in at 8.3, which I think is quite good value. De Bruyne is 11.7, Sterling's 11.4. So if things are tight with your budget, I think that Mahrez is a really, really good option. If you want to get value but also increase your chances. So that's the options there. I do like those three midfielders from Man City. I don't know who I'll be buying yet though. So we gotta talk about Jack Grealish. The Villa game's been postponed because of a COVID outbreak at Newcastle, I believe. So Jack was on fire. He was offering value at 7.5 and now he's out. For me, the swap for Jack Grealish, if you don't have Jota already, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer. Jota's 6.9 and Jack Grealish, you know, with price movements, he could be, what, 7.7 now. He's actually 7.7. So 7.7, bring in Jota at 6.9, even if you have Salah. I still recommend this move even if you have Salah. Reason being is that I usually like to spread my risk, but Salah and Jota have not cannibalized each other's points. They seem to both be getting points, so I like Jota. He looks really threatening, and at 6.9, good value. They'll be playing Wolves, who do keep it tight at the back, so it might be a tight game, but I think if you had Jack in your team and you just wanted to swap out and get somebody playing, I think Jota's the way to go. Definitely, for sure. Another person who you could replace Jack Grealish with, if you're feeling risky, is James Ward-Prowse for Southampton. Southampton are playing Brighton. Brighton are not looking good at the back. And I'm going to pull up their stats for clean sheets. But if I am not mistaken, I'm actually going to check this. So there's no need for me to have any mistakes. One clean sheet in 10 game weeks for Brighton, right? So I think it's clear that they do not keep clean sheets. Southampton look good going forward. They press quite a bit, and Brighton like to keep the ball. So I can see Brighton struggling with that high pressing game that Southampton have been, you know, implementing. So James Ward-Prowse, I think, is a good candidate. He's scored a number of set pieces this year. I think he scored about three. I think I heard a stat that I think he scored half of the set piece goals this season. So he's an option. A bit risky, though. A bit too risky for my liking. But definitely an option. Again, I would rather bring in Jota at that price point. If you already have Jota and you already have Salah, then I think James Ward-Prowse is a good option if he's your third or fourth tier midfielder. However, I think it might be hard to pull off because I really recommend that you do have a Man City midfielder in your team, being Mahrez, KDB, or Sterling, whichever of those three you choose. And the reason, another reason that it might be hard to bring in Ward-Prowse if you already have Salah and Jota is because of the man himself, Bruno Fernandes. So United are away at West Ham. Bruno had another good, well, he had a good game on paper, but not his best game week against Southampton. But that just goes to show you the kind of player he is. Even when he's not having the greatest games, the greatest of games, and he's not involved, he still gets you a lot of points. So I like Bruno Fernandes. I do like Bruno Fernandes a lot for this game week. I think he should be in your team. I ignored him for the first half of the season. I can't do that anymore. So he's in my team. So we got Arsenal playing Spurs. Son, again, an option. But remember, Son is 9.5. for that money, I'm rather getting Mahrez, personally. So even though I back Spurs to get a result against Arsenal, I just think Mahrez, who's about a million cheaper, is just a better bet against Fulham than Son against Arsenal. So that was one to mention. Now, one to watch is a guy called Pedro Neto from Wolves. He's creating a number of chances. He got a goal and an assist for them last week. He offers great value. Would I bring him in this week? No, because he's playing against Liverpool. So maybe not the best week to bring him in. Another reason that I'm not bringing him in is that Jimenez is out with a head injury. So I'm not bringing in Neto this week, but I would definitely have him as one to watch. You know, he's looking good. He got a golden assist against Arsenal. He got a goal the week before. He didn't get a result against Leicester, but he got an assist against Crystal Palace. So definitely one to look at. And if I'm not mistaken, he's chances created is, and I can't find the stats right now, but apparently he's created a lot of chances this season. He's up there in terms of percentile for people to look at. So yeah, definitely an option. Pedro Neto, not this week, but one to look for going forward. I mean, they're playing Aston Villa next week. They play Chelsea, which will be tough, and then Burnley. So these next four game weeks, I think he could definitely offer value at 5.6. Right, let's get going to the forwards. So with the forwards, I'm going to start with the obvious guys that I think most people will have. The first one being Calvert-Lewin. I think he's going to be a permanent fixture in most fantasy managers' teams. So I like Calvert-Lewin. I would definitely keep him. And if you don't have him, I'd bring him in. He's playing against Burnley. So if you don't bring him in, Vardy is my standout striker for this week. We have Leicester at Sheffield. Their form has not been great. I think Sheffield have scored one goal in the last four game weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So Vardy's is my go-to here. I like Vardy more than I like Harry Kane this week. The reason I compare those two is that they come in at a similar price point. I also like Gabriel Jesus. Again, we spoke about City. They're starting to fire again. So they're playing Fulham. It might even be worth a hit to bring him in, definitely. That's how much I like Gabriel Jesus this week. He got an assist last week. He didn't manage to get a goal. So, yeah, at 9.3, good value, a differential. Only 2.3% of fantasy managers have him. A guy that I like as well, Shea Adams for Southampton. Brighton, like we said, not keeping clean sheets. So if there was ever a week to bring in Shea Adams, this is the one. And another reason that I think he's a good option is because he's partner in crime. Ings is injured. He's a doubt. So he has a 50% chance of playing. So with Danny Ings out, you expect them to get a lot more out of Shea Adams, and against the Brighton team, we said, are not doing great. So Shea Adams is another good option that I think people should look into for this game week. Harry Kane, now I think Arteta is going to sit tight. I can easily see the Spurs and Arsenal game ending 0-0. I can definitely see that, but and it's a risk. I'm not saying it will happen, but I don't like Harry Kane this week. I like Vardy a lot more. I like Vardy at Burnley more than I like Harry Kane. So if you don't have Harry Kane, this is not the week to bring him in. If you do, I think Harry Kane for Vardy would definitely be a good move. Bamford. I know Glenn is a big fan of Bamford. He likes him quite a bit. The past two or three game weeks, when we talk about forwards, without fail, Glenn has spoken about Bamford. So long term, do I think he's a good option? Yes, I do, for sure. He hasn't had returns in the past two game weeks, but then again, he was playing Arsenal, he was playing Everton, so they weren't easy games. They were not easy games. And now he plays Chelsea. So I wouldn't bring him in this week. Next week, he plays West Ham. The week after, he plays Newcastle. Then he plays United, which will be tough, but then he plays Burnley and he plays West Brom. So in the next five game weeks or so, he has one tough fixture against United, but the other fixtures look good for him. Actually, yeah, he has two tough fixtures this Chelsea game week, and then after that it's kind of smooth, and a little bump against United, and then it's smooth for him again. So Glenn has spoke about Bamford. I think he's a great option. Bring him in next week against West Ham, and he might even get some points for you against Newcastle. But he's playing Chelsea, and I spoke about how I like Chelsea defenders this week. So if I'm backing Chelsea defenders, it just wouldn't make sense for me to recommend Bamford. Cool. Another one I want to talk about is Timo Werner, Chelsea. If you have him, I think you can keep him for sure, but I don't think this is the game week to bring him in. I think Vardy is the one that you should be looking at. Two more strikers that I think we should look at before we wrap this up is Welbeck and Cavani. Welbeck got a goal 2 weeks ago. He looks like he's ticking. So let's see what he does. Not the easiest game against Southampton. I wouldn't bring him in now, but I'd watch Welbeck. Another one is Cavani. Cavani looked good midweek against PSG. He also looked good getting two goals against Southampton. Will he start? I can see him starting. United's other strikers, Rashford and Martial, haven't been too clinical in front of goal, so I can see Oli backing Cavani to get 90 minutes in, and it doesn't look like the ban. There was talk that he was going to be banned, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen. So I like Cavani this week. It's not that I like him. I think you should watch. He's one to watch. So just to wrap up the forwards, I think Vardy is the guy. I think Gabriel Jesus, and I think Shea Adams. I think those are the standout pickouts for me as far as forwards go. Now it's time to talk about captains before we wrap this up. Bruno's always a good option, but gun to my head, and I haven't decided yet, I really haven't, but gun to my head right now, who am I choosing as captain? I think Vardy. I think I'm going with Vardy against a struggling Sheffield side. But again, you can't go wrong with Salah. You can't go wrong with Bruno Fernandes. Fernandes tends to do well away from home. He's always involved in everything that United do. So I think those are the three people that I'm going to be sleeping on. I'm going to be weighing my options between Vardy, Salah, and Bruno Fernandes. But and the weird thing is that, you know, Liverpool are the only team that are at home. I usually like when my captains are at home. So that's what's making me think that Salah is just really viable this week. But Fernandes, you can't ignore his form. It's just insane. So yeah, I think that's it. Those are the people that I'm going to be looking at, those three players. Let me know what you think. Follow us, like, subscribe, and also maybe, you know, just hit us up and let us know what you guys think. Who are you guys going to be picking? What are you guys thinking about? This has been great. Had a lot of fun hosting you guys. Good luck for this game week. All the best. This is Easy signing out.